You know, when you look at a concrete building, it seems so solid, so simple almost. But have you ever stopped to think about the hidden complexities just in pouring that concrete?
Oh, definitely. It's way more than just mixing stuff up. There are all these like critical decisions happening behind the scenes, decisions that make sure the whole thing actually, stands up properly for years.
Exactly. And today we're going to take a deep dive into one of those really crucial moments. It's about shuttering, specifically, figuring out the perfect time to remove it in concrete construction. Sounds a bit technical, maybe, but trust me, this is where the actual strength of the structure meets the practicalities of getting the job done efficiently.
Yeah, our mission today really is to unpack why that timing is so incredibly critical. We'll look at the risks, and they're significant if you get it wrong, and how all this directly ties into, the building's final strength and whether the whole project succeeds or fails. By the time we're done, you'll see why this one detail, which might seem small, is actually fundamental. It's key to the whole built environment we see around us.
Yeah, it's not just about, hard hats and pouring concrete. It's this really fine balance, isn't it? Keeping everything safe and sound, but also keeping these huge projects moving, keeping them on schedule, and importantly, on budget.
Excessively.
Okay, so let's get into it. Shuttering. For anyone maybe not familiar, it's basically the temporary molds, right? The forms that hold the wet concrete in shape.
Exactly. Holds it there while it cures, while it hardens and gains its strength.
And deciding when to take those forms away, that's the crux of it.
It is, because that decision hits two major things: the final strength of the concrete structure itself and the whole project's timeline. The cost, too.
Yeah.
And what's really revealing, I think, is the contrast. The different problems you get if you act too soon versus too late, they're quite different.
Right. So removing it too early, that sounds like the obvious danger. Before the concrete's really ready.
That can lead to really serious structural problems, compromise the whole thing.
But then leaving it on too long, that causes issues too. Seems counterintuitive.
It does, but yes, different issues, but still significant for the project, especially for progress and the budget.
Okay, let's break down the too early part first. That sounds pretty scary. If you pull that formwork off before the concrete has properly cured, properly solidified, you're messing with the basic integrity, aren't you?
Fundamentally, yeah. Think about a simple concrete slab. If you pull that shuttering off, say, before the standard 3 days, especially if you're using ordinary Portland cement, which is your common type predictable setting,
Right, the standard stuff.
yeah, you're just asking for trouble. You could get surface cracks, you might see it start to sag, that's deflection.
Deflection market.
Or worst case, part of it could actually collapse.
Wow. Okay. And why does that happen? What's the mechanism there?
It's pretty simple physics, really. The concrete just hasn't developed enough compressive strength yet. Think of it like baking a cake, maybe, if you try and take it out of the tin too soon before it's set.
It just falls apart.
Exactly. It collapses under its own weight. A concrete needs to reach a certain point, a certain level of doneness. Typically, the benchmark is around 70% of its final ultimate design strength
70%. Okay.
before it can actually support itself properly, let alone any other weight or loads you put on it.
And failures like that, they're not just a safety issue on the spot, right?
Oh no, they mean incredibly expensive repairs,
Yeah.
structural repairs. That kind of rework can completely throw off a project's schedule, blow the budget entirely. It's serious.
Okay, so the risks of going too early are stark. Structural failure, safety problems, huge costs, delays. But what about the other side? Is there really a downside to just being extra cautious? Leaving the forms on for, say, way longer than needed. My instinct says that just makes it stronger.
Yeah, that's a really common thought. And while it's true it won't hurt the concrete strength itself, leaving it on too long creates its own set of problems, mainly logistical ones.
Logistical. How so?
Well, think about the sequence of construction. You can't start the next steps, you can't do plastering, you can't put in the reinforcing steel for the next level, you often can't even move essential equipment around.
Because the formwork is physically in the way.
Exactly. It's occupying the space. So it basically grinds the whole workflow to a halt in that area. It creates a bottleneck.
And that bottleneck, what's the real world impact? Just delays.
Delays translate directly into money
Yeah.
and time. Unnecessary delays mean higher labor costs. You've got crews standing around potentially.
Right, idle time.
Expensive equipment might be sitting idle too, and the whole project schedule just stretches out.
Do you have a sense of the scale? Like, what kind of costs are we talking?
It can be substantial. On larger projects, we've seen situations where even a single day's delay in removing shuttering for a big pour costs well over, say, $10,000. Just in idle labor and equipment for that one day.
Wow. Okay. That's significant.
It really impacts the budget efficiency. It messes up carefully planned schedules. So it's genuinely a fine line to walk. You need enough time for the concrete, but you can't afford unnecessary delays in the construction process itself.
It really sounds like the project manager is walking a tightrope there. But surely it's not always the same, right? What about more complex buildings, special structures? Do the rules change?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great point. Not all concrete structures are the same when it comes to this timing. When you get into what we call special structures, things like cantilevers or domes or arches, the standard rules of thumb often need adjusting.
Okay, so what's different about those? Why do they need special treatment?
Well, what's particularly interesting is how the actual structural design changes the forces involved, and that dictates the timing. Take cantilevers. They're unusual because they're only supported at one end, right? Like a diving board.
Yeah, it's sticking out.
Which means they experience significant tensile stresses near the support. They're essentially being pulled apart there.
Ah, unlike a simple beam, which is mostly being squashed, compressed.
Exactly. And concrete isn't naturally great under tension. It tends to crack. So it needs to be considerably stronger before you remove the support. This means cantilevers typically need a much longer curing period before you can safely strip the shuttering. Often you're looking at 14, maybe even 21 days.
14 to 21 days compared to maybe 3 for a simple slab. That's a big difference.
It is, and you absolutely cannot rush that. The risk of failure is just too high.
And what about domes and arches? Even more complex.
Yeah, they add another layer. Their geometry is complex. The way loads distribute across them is different. They might need 21 days, sometimes even longer. It really depends on the span, the specific design, how strong the concrete mix needs to be.
So you can't just use a standard chart in those cases.
Not really, no. This is where, connecting it back to the bigger picture, skilled engineering judgment becomes absolutely critical. It's not just about following a guideline. Sometimes you need on-site testing, maybe even data from sensors embedded in the concrete.
Real-time data.
Wow. Yeah, to really pinpoint the exact right moment for removal. That kind of precision is what stops things like excessive sagging or cracking in these really complex, sometimes iconic structures we see.
Okay, so pulling all this together, it's clear this isn't just some minor technical point. The timing of removing shuttering is, well, it's fundamental. It's this constant balancing
It
act.
really
You're
is.
balancing the structure's safety and integrity against the project's economics. The schedule, the budget.
Too soon, you risk disaster, costly repairs. Too late, you risk serious delays and budget blowouts.
A true high-stakes decision, and it sounds like something that's always being refined, maybe with new tech.
Absolutely. And what's so fascinating, I think, is seeing how these seemingly small, very precise decisions in construction,
Yeah.
they have these huge cascading effects down the line. Understanding that delicate balance, it really helps you appreciate the engineering that goes into the buildings and bridges around us. And it really highlights that knowledge, that, understanding materials, science, project management. It's most powerful when you actually understand it deeply and apply it correctly.
That's a great point. It makes you think. So maybe next time you're looking at a concrete structure, it could be a huge bridge, a skyscraper, or even just a simple wall. Take a second. What subtle, really precise decisions do you think happen behind the scenes there? Decisions made to ensure it's strong, safe, and was built efficiently right from the ground up.